All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
The world of silent cinema is filled with remarkable stories of innovation, experimentation, and loss. Among the countless films produced during the early 20th century, many have faded into obscurity, their reels deteriorated or misplaced over the decades. One such enigmatic piece is The Big Brain, directed by George Archambault, a figure synonymous with the silent and early sound eras of Hollywood filmmaking. Though his name is often remembered for his prolific contributions to genres ranging from westerns to mysteries, this particular film represents a lost chapter of his career that has intrigued historians and film enthusiasts alike. This is Land of the Lost, The Big Brain. Released in 1925, The Big Brain emerged during a period when Hollywood was thriving with creativity and technological advancements. The film was produced by Cosmopolitan Productions, a studio known for its high-quality adaptations of popular literary works and collaborations with stars like Marion Davies. At the heart of The Big Brain was a narrative built on the tensions between ambition, greed, and the human desire for power. The titular character, portrayed by André de Béranger, a respected character actor of the era, embodied a figure of intellectual cunning and unscrupulous motives. Alongside him was Charles Murray, a seasoned comedian who brought a contrasting dynamic with his comedic flair. The film also featured Lionel Barrymore, who later became one of Hollywood's most enduring and revered actors. While The Big Brain may have contained the elements of a standard melodrama with its focus on morality and personal downfall, its thematic ambition suggested a more layered critique of intellect divorced from ethical grounding. Its protagonist, driven by superior intelligence, manipulates those around him to achieve his goals, only to confront the consequences of his hubris. This exploration of intellect as both a gift and a curse would have resonated with audiences during an era characterized by rapid societal change and the rise of modernity's promises and perils. Unfortunately, like many silent films, The Big Brain did not survive the passage of time. The loss of this work leaves a void not only in the filmography of...
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Halogen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Halogen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at
George Archambault, but also in the cultural tapestry of early Hollywood. The reasons for its disappearance are emblematic of broader issues in film preservation. Silent films were often shot on nitrate film stock, a highly flammable material prone to decomposition. Studios at the time had little incentive to preserve films once their commercial life ended, leading to countless reels being discarded or destroyed. Despite the efforts of modern archivists and institutions dedicated to film preservation, no known copies of The Big Brain have surfaced. The absence of The Big Brain has only fueled speculation about its visual style and narrative execution. Archambault, who later became known for his work in westerns, exhibited a keen sense of pacing and character-driven storytelling even in his early works. His direction would likely have lent a dynamic quality to the film, enhancing its dramatic tension and moral complexities. Moreover, the performances of actors like Barrymore and Murray would have added depth and nuance, capturing the emotional undercurrents of a story centered on intellect and manipulation. While fragments of production notes, contemporary reviews, and promotional materials provide tantalizing glimpses into the film's essence, they cannot replace the experience of watching the work itself. Reviews from the time praised its engaging plot and compelling performances, yet without the physical film, these assessments remain a shadow of its full artistic impact. The longing for lost cinema, like The Big Brain, serves as a poignant reminder of the impermanence of art and the relentless march of time. It underscores the importance of preservation efforts that safeguard the remaining treasures of early cinema. The legacy of The Big Brain endures not through its physical reels, but in its place within the broader narrative of film history. It reminds us of the fragility of cultural artifacts and the stories that have slipped through the cracks of time. George Archambault's career continued for decades after this film, contributing to the rich tapestry of American cinema. Yet, the tantalizing mystery of The Big Brain remains, a symbol of the silent era's lost brilliance, waiting for the day, if it ever comes, when a forgotten reel might resurface, restoring its long-silenced voice.